We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, friendly viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengar Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Germany donates 1.2 million euros to help Olac of Vietnam and Laos preserve biodiversity. In hero news, a courageous American man saves a driver from an oncoming train. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Tibetan Children's Village, which takes care of more than 15,000 youngsters living in India. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 12th, is the birthday of eminent singer and composer Mr. Kazem Al-Sahar, born in 1957 in Mosul, Iraq. One of the most famous singers in the Arab world, Mr. Al-Sahar has sold more than 30 million albums. He performs a wide range of music from contemporary pop to Arab classical. A longtime youth advocate, Mr. Al-Sahar has been involved in many charity concerts and also wrote Remember, a song to increase awareness about children during unpeaceful times. In 2011, he was named as a United Nations Children's Fund or UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. Among his numerous accolades are the 1993 Medal of Ambassador of Iraqi Song and the 2010 Best Arab Male Singer Award in the Jordan Awards. Our earnest appreciation for sharing your amazing gifts and kind heart, Mr. Kazem Al-Sahar. May you celebrate a joyful and blessed birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Lion News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News from Thailand. On Friday, September 9th, at least 8 people perished and 2 were missing in the latest storms to hit the area. As mudslides engulfed entire villages in northern Thailand, officials stated that this was the worst disaster to hit the mountainous region in 100 years. One landslide isolated 3 villages in Nonpat district of Uttaradit province early Friday morning, affecting some 900 people. Major damage to roads and the destruction of a linking bridge hampered relief efforts, and military helicopters were deployed to deliver relief supplies. The disasters come amid weeks of incessant rainfall and flooding in the north and northeastern regions, with over 70 people who perished and 4.3 million people affected.
Upon hearing of the initial flood disasters in August, Supreme Master Ching Hai had donated $15,000 for urgent necessities, an amount that could obtain $82,000 in items acquired in the United States based on Thailand's cost of living. Conveying all her love and prayers, she requested that our local association members please go if possible to offer assistance to the most vulnerable.
As soon as it was feasible, our association members from Bangkok traveled to the areas most in need, including hard-hit Pakwe and Bang Khwai sub-districts of Sukhothai province, where floodwaters had risen up to 2 meters high.
พี่น้องของตำบลปากแควเนี่ยประสบภัยทั้งหมด5หมู่บ้านนะที่หนักๆนะครับน้ำระดับน้ำปีนี้มันมากเกินที่ทางพี่น้องของตำบลปากแควเนี่ยจะป้องกันไหว
The relief team distributed rice, instant noodles and drinking water for 1,000 affected families, as well as SOS flyers to help inform them of the vegan solution to such extreme weather events. They then went to one of the worst hit areas, Bang Rakam district in Phitsanulok province, where floodwaters were about 3 to 4 meters high. The president of Bang Rakam sub-district administration organization provided a boat so that they could reach the victims. The relief team then distributed 200 sets of rice, drinking water and soy milk. The recipients expressed their deep gratitude for Supreme Master Ching Hai's care. Following this relief work, our association members prepared to go to other affected provinces.
กราบขอบพระคุณอาจารย์ชิงไห่นะครับที่นำสิ่งของมามอบให้กับพี่น้องในเขตของตำบลปากแควอำเภอเมืองสุโขทัย
ขอขอบพระคุณทางคณะแล้วก็อาจารย์ชิงไห่เป็นอย่างสูงที่ได้กรุณานำเครื่องอุปโภคบริโภคน้ำดื่มมาให้กับ ชาวอำเภอเมืองสุโขทัย
Our appreciation, Thai officials and personnel, for your efforts to help the disaster victims. We also join in thankfulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's detailed assistance, as well as for the diligent efforts of our association's relief team. Wishing the beautiful Thai people a swift restoration of stable day-to-day lives as we strive to restore the balance of the ecosphere through our kinder lifestyles.
Volcano erupts in Italy as quakes shake Chile and Canada. Early on Thursday, September 8, southern Italy's Mount Etna erupted for the 13th time in 2011, less than 2 weeks after the most recent activity, sending lava down its slopes. The volcano also spewed a cloud of ash into the sky, with particles and reduced visibility that caused flights to be cancelled and diverted at Catania's Fontanarossa Airport.
In Latin America, northern Chile was rocked by a magnitude 4.5 quake on Friday, 153 kilometers northeast of Calama in the region of Antofagasta. The nation was shaken again that night by a 5.1 magnitude tremor originating 93 kilometers southwest of San Antonio in the Valparaiso region. Also on Friday in North America, the coast of northern Vancouver Island in British Columbia, Canada was hit by a powerful quake measuring 6.4 on the Richter scale.Followed by a number of aftershocks. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of major damage or injuries for any of these events.
Our appreciation, officials and experts, for your careful monitoring and precautionary measures. With heaven's grace, may all beings on earth be spared such potential dangers through humanity's more caring stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world.Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng trời đông lạnh gió. Chúng sạc sơ lông cành tả tơi tiềm. Muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đòi lang thang. Sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang cổ, ngày nắng đêm tiêu tụy võ vàng. Ta thương xót nhiều nay suốt ngày không đủ lá khô. Sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô hồ. Tìm đâu ra có ngọn suối cam lộ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở khiếu trần gian. Quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 499. Be vegan, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Passengers rescued as ferry sings off Zanzibar. In the very early hours of Saturday, September 10, a ferry travelling from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, capsized off the coast of the island Zanzibar, then sank in the deep waters and strong currents. Local officials reported as of Sunday that at least 192 lives have been lost and some 600 passengers were saved. International organizations Save the Children meanwhile described the bravery of many young survivors, including one six-year-old child who held onto his 18-month-old brother to keep him afloat for 4 hours in the dark until they were rescued. An investigation is being launched into the cause of the accident, and Minister of State Mohamed Aboud Mohamed said that the government will pay for all funeral costs. 3 days of national mourning have also been declared. Our sincere condolences to those who lost loved ones to this tragic event, as we also thank all emergency teams for their tireless efforts to rescue survivors. May we all be reminded to appreciate the gift of life as we pray for conditions that grant safe passage to travelers across the globe.
Save Our Planet. Prince Charles assumes presidency of UK's World Wildlife Fund in his inaugural address as the new head of Britain's chapter of the International Environmental Organization. His Royal Highness Prince Charles, Prince of Wales, said that humans must radically change their relationship with nature or risk becoming endangered as well, highlighting the urgent need for reversing climate change through greater protection of ecosystems and biodiversity. The prince said that we are otherwise consuming what should rightfully be inherited by future generations. He concluded by remarking on the notable successes of humanity in working together toward shared goals, saying that we must do so now. As he stated, what is needed is robust leadership into the future. For history will not judge us by how much economic growth we achieve in the immediate years ahead, nor by how much we expand material consumption, but by the legacy we leave for our grandchildren and their grandchildren. Our heartfelt accolades and appreciation, Your Royal Highness, for your candidness and courage in conveying the dire state of our planet while maintaining the hope of attaining noble goals. Our best wishes for your leadership in inspiring many towards such earth-restoring aspirations for the benefit of all beings in the world.
Save Our Planet. As southern U.S. states continue experiencing record hot temperatures, the National Weather Service reports on September 8, 2011, that the average temperature from June through August in Texas was 86.8 degrees Fahrenheit, or 30.4 degrees Celsius, which is the hottest three-month average for any U.S. state ever.
Save Our Planet. Speaking on September 7, 2011, Mexico's Environment Secretary, Juan Elvira, stated that additional government funding and conservation programs have resulted in a 34% annual reduction in deforestation over the past 5 years, compared to the previous five.
Save Our Planet. Speaking at Sydney University in Australia on September 8, 2011, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urges renewed efforts to halt climate change, saying that migration for environmental reasons is reshaping the human geography of the planet and will only increase as sea levels rise and drought-stricken deserts spread.
Save Our Planet. A study by Boston University USA researchers, published in the September 2011 journal Climate Change Letters, finds that even if human-induced global warming is limited to a 2 degree Celsius rise, temperatures that historically have been considered extreme would become the norm for 70 to 80% of the land surfaces on Earth.
Here with my sweet wife, Zoo.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
We are lovingly following a compassionate diet.
Today's tip is about a fun way to encourage young children to eat more veggies.
You can make a healthy sauce to use for dipping.
Hummus or vegan ranch dip are possibilities.
Check online or at the library for exciting, tasty recipes.
Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather from around the world.
In eco news, Germany donates 1.2 million euros to help Olac or Vietnam and Laos preserve biodiversity. According to Vietnam News Agency, the Development Bank of Germany has contributed the funds to a project which will be carried out by the Worldwide Fund for Nature, or WWF. It is part of a four-year program to protect 200,000 hectares of forests in the central Chuang San mountain range. The region includes three safeguarded areas, the Sao La Nature Reserve and the extended Bac Ma National Park of Olac or Vietnam, and the Se Sap Nature Reserve of Laos, which provide a habitat for a variety of flora and fauna. Our sincere thankfulness, Development Bank of Germany, for your care and generosity. May all nations work together to bring about an era of a sustainable and vibrant Earth.
In hero news, a courageous American man helped save a driver from an oncoming train. According to News 2 ABC, Mr. Brian Black, a high school English teacher in Lebanon, Tennessee, was driving to work when he saw another motorist lose control of his vehicle and end up on the railway tracks. Mr. Black approached the car and immediately realized that the driver, later identified as Mr. Nick Masters, was having a seizure. Mr. Black soon heard a horn signifying the imminent approach of a train. He then managed to pull 20-year-old Mr. Masters out of the car. At the same time, a city worker was able to attract the attention of the conductor, who succeeded in stopping the train. Mr. Masters is reported to be recovering well. Bravo, Mr. Brian Black, on your brave action. Many thanks also, city worker, for your timely assistance. We wish Mr. Nick Masters a future full of safety, health, and happiness. For their life-saving deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Brian Black and the city worker, each with a Shining World Hero Award. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Tibetan Children's Village, which is dedicated to providing excellent educational opportunities to disadvantaged children. We'll take a moment to give thanks for the blessing of Mother Earth. Please stay tuned for more praiseworthy news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, smart news for an intelligent world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the Tibetan Children's Village, which prepares youngsters to become self-sufficient and contributing members of society.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Tibetan Children's Village, or TCV, is dedicated to providing a loving family environment and the best of educational opportunities to disadvantaged Tibetan children living in India. Established approximately 50 years ago, TCV now has a number of branches including Dharamsala, Ladakh, Bailakupi, and more.
TCV also sponsors residential and day schools, vocational training, daycare and health centers, youth hostels, and senior citizens' homes. More than 15,000 children are presently being looked after by TCV. The goal of the nonprofit is to prepare the youngsters to become self-reliant and contributing members of the Tibetan community and world.
Support for the endeavor has been given by His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, the People and Government of India, and SOS Kinderdorf International, among others. Our heartfelt gratitude to Tibetan Children's Village and all those assisting in this laudable initiative. May the spiritual Tibetan people flourish in freedom, joy, and dignity with Buddha's immense blessings.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Malay entitled New Partner.
It's Seorang usahawan yang sangat berjaya berjumpa dengan menantunya. Saya sayangi anak perempuan saya dan sekarang mengalung-alungkan kamu ke keluarga ini, katanya. Bagi menunjukkan betapa kami mengambil berat terhadapmu, saya akan berikan separuh daripada saham syarikat saya. Kamu hanya perlu pergi ke kilang setiap hari dan belajar operasinya. Si menantu lelaki mencelah. Saya tak suka kilang. Saya tak tahan dengan bunyi bisingnya. Saya faham, jawab si bapa mentua. Kalau begitu, kamu boleh bekerja di pejabat dan kendalikan operasinya. Saya tak suka kerja pejabat, kata si menantu. Saya tak tahan melakukan kerja pejabat sepanjang hari. Nanti dulu, kata si bapa mentua. Saya berikan separuh daripada syarikat yang menguntungkan kepadamu, tapi kamu tak suka kilang dan tak nak bekerja di pejabat juga. Jadi apa yang boleh saya buat? Senang aja, kata pemuda itu. Beli saham saya.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Akahi, a breatharian from Ecuador, and between master and disciples. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Incredible Akahi and his wife. Such pure people on our planet. So much love comes from them. Bill from France.
Beautiful, he is full of love and peace. Such purity, someday I hope to achieve. Sonia from Canada.
Loving Bill and Sonia, thank you for your positive messages. Akahi and his beautiful breatharian wife Camilla surely radiate kindness. We pray our planet soon becomes filled with such compassionate individuals. May God's blessings be with you and the warm-hearted people of France and Canada.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's infinite love grace your sacred sojourn on earth.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Addressing the annual Global Policy Forum in Yaroslavl, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev notes that the country is populated by over 180 nationalities, as he affirms the need for development that supports all cultures in an atmosphere of encouragement for social diversity.
At the 4th China-UK Economic and Financial Dialogue, British Prime Minister David Cameron and Chinese Vice Premier Wang Qishan agreed to increase their country's cooperation in many areas, such as advanced manufacturing, infrastructure, energy conservation and environmental protection.
PhD students Jason Yozinski and Igor Labatov of Cornell University in New York, USA, developed chatbots, Ellen and Sruthi, who engage in the world's first conversation between two robots.
Athens, Greece, joins all other European Union capital cities in providing a place for Muslim worshippers as the Greek Parliament approves the construction of the city's first official mosque.
Thanks to the mediating help of the International Labour Organization, or ILO, 21-year-old former Burmese child soldier Phyo Sithu, who had been sentenced to the death penalty at age 14 in 2004, is freed from prison and reunited with his mother.
Alerted to smoke pouring out of his neighbor's window, off-duty firefighter Ricardo Ramon of New York, USA, raced to the apartment and rescued 66-year-old Al Gilbert from the flames, carrying the injured man to safety and hospital treatment, where he is now in stable condition.
For his courageous and life-saving deed, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Ricardo Ramon with the Shining World Hero Award. To provide nourishment and shelter for the people of Somalia, Iran's government and Red Crescent Society donate a total of 75 tons of humanitarian aid, including a 5,000-ton consignment of rice and other supplies such as tents, legumes, and flour.
Mr. Wang Lu of Beijing, China, is reunited with his beloved bird companion after the missing parrot called out to him in a pet store he had been sold to after being taken by a thief.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com /NWN.